姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
今天下午用当预备迎接你的神，跟大家一起来学习。
Today's topic is we should prepare to meet our God as a mutual encouragement。
我们做什么事情都要有准备。
Regardless what we do, we need to prepare。
没有做准备的人呢，做什么事都会失败。
Without preparations, regardless what we do, we will fail。
那我们人生最重要的事情是准备什么呢
？In terms of life, what's the most important thing that we had to prepare.
做一个有信仰的人，做一个神的儿女。
As a person with faith, as the children of God,
我们的人生最重要的就是要预备见神。
Our life, our most important preparation is to prepare to meet God.
我们看阿摩斯书的第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 7.
第四章，对不起。
Sorry, chapter 4.
阿摩斯书的四章十二节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 12.
阿摩斯书的四章十二节。
Amos 4:12.
以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既然这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
Chapter 4 verse 12. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
以色列就是神的选民。
Israel is the chosen people of God.
是神的儿女。
They are the children of God.
是神所爱的。
They are the beloved ones of God.
在阿摩斯书里面，先知告诉以色列百姓。
In the book of Amos, the prophet told the people of God.
你们要好好预备，准备见神吧。
You have to prepare yourself to meet God.
这句话有好几重的意思。
There are many layers to this instruction.
但是我们先来讲讲为什么要预备见神。
But let's first talk about why do we have to prepare to meet God.
第一个原因。
First reason.
因为神是造你的主。
Because God is the one that created you.
你是从他而来的。
You are from him.
有一天你还是要归回到他那边。
And one day you shall return to him.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这里形容神就是那个造山造风掌心意指示人使晨光变为耀暗脚踏在地之高处的他名是耶和华万军之神。
And verse 13 describes what kind of God he is. He who formed the mountain, created the wind, and reveals the thought of man. He who turns dawn to darkness and trades the high place of the earth.
我们知道东西从哪里来就要归回哪里。
We know that wherever the things come from, it shall return to that source.
我们像树上的果子。
For example, the fruits on the tree.
树上的叶子。
The leaves on the tree.
掉下来又是回到土里面。
When it returns, it falls, it returns to the ground where it comes from.
又回到根里面了。
It returns to its roots.
那水呢？也是这样。
What about the water? It's the same.
那个河流的水又被蒸发往到天上去。
The rivers, the water in the rivers shall evaporate into the sky.
最后要下到海洋里面。
But eventually it returns to the sea.
所以东西从哪里来就要回到哪里。
Therefore, wherever the things come from, it shall return to its source.
人从哪里来？
Where does man come from?
你会说人当然是从父母来。
You will say man comes from the parents.
那父母从哪里来?
Where does your parent come from?
第一个父母从哪里来?
Where is our first parent come from?
如果你相信科学,可能你觉得人是从猴子来。
If you believe in science, you shall believe humans come from apes.
但是其实这个是很不科学的说法。
But that is actually very unscientific.
因为这个是一个理论,从来没有人看见过。
Because this is only a theory, it hasn't been seen by anybody.
也没有人证明过。
And nobody has ever proven it.
只是一种不相信神的创造的科学家的一些理论。
They are the theories of scientists who are atheists.
更何况人跟猿猴跟猩猩差那么远。
And not to say how far away, how different humans are from the apes.
所以怎么可能是从猿猴来的呢
How can we come from the apes?
所有的东西有一个因。
So all things, there is
a cause. 有因才有果。
And because of the cause, it leads to a result.
第一个人不可能自己来的。
The first man cannot be by himself.
这个全世界从没有到有，也不可能自己变的。
And from nothing in this world exists, it cannot just come out of nowhere.
就算你厨房没有米，你怎么煮饭呢？
Just like how there's no, if you don't have rice in the kitchen, how can you cook?
你再会煮饭，你又得买一包米回来。
Regardless how good of you are as a chef, you have to have some source.
你不能要这个很大的科学家把它没有米就变一包米出来。
Even if you are the greatest scientist, you cannot create rice out of nothing.
所以从无到有，就是只有神有能力。
And from nothing into something, this is the only the work of God.
从幽暗变成有光明。
And from darkness into light.
所以第一个人是从神来的。
So the first person comes from God.
所以人呢，跟出生跟动物也不一样。
And the birth of man, they are different from animals.
科学家告诉我们说，人类也是动物的一种。
The scientists told people that human beings, they are also a part of the animal kingdom.
你会同意？
Would you agree?
但是如果人骂你，你是畜生，你肯定不同意。
But if someone scolds you and say you are an animal, then it's not, you won't agree.
明明你是动物，但是又不承认你是畜生。
So if you are animal and people scold at you saying that you are animal, how come you won't agree?
因为人呢有尊贵性。
Because human beings they are a royal creature.
有灵魂。
They have a soul.
所以跟动物不一样。
So human beings are different from animals.
人是从神来的。
Human beings come from God.
你最后还是要去面对神。
And eventually you will face God.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9.
九章的二十七节。
Hebrew chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书的九章的二十七节。
9:27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后则有审判。
27,
千古不变的真理。
This is the truth that never changes in the Bible.
第一句话就是按着定命，人人都有一死。
That man is destined to die once.
这句话大家都知道。
And everyone knows this truth.
因为这个看得见的事实。
Because this is the truth that we can see.
就像一个看得见的。
Just like how the a tree, everything above its root, it can be seen.
每个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
你愿意不愿意都会死。
Regardless if you're willing or not, you will die.
你是君王也会死。
Even if you're king, you will die.
你是乞丐也会死。
Even if you're a beggar, you will die.
最有钱的人会死。
The most rich will die.
最穷的人也会死。
The poorest will also die.
只是问题是按照你什么时候死而已。
The question is when?
这个是神所预定的。
And all these are destined by God.
因为罪进到世界之后，
Because after sin has entered into the world,
影响着人的每一个思想动作，
It affected all the thoughts and deeds of every man.
我们人生要生老病死，很苦啊。
And all of us had to live a bitter life where we had to be sick and eventually die.
最后还要面对死亡。
And at the end, we shall face judgment.
这是这个身体的死亡。
And this death is the death of our physical body.
在挪亚时代。
In the time of Noah,
神告诉人啊，人的日子啊，大概120岁。
God told people that a man lives about 120 years old.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是犯罪之后的人的世界，人的寿命啊。
This is the world after men have sinned, that's the lifespan of a human being.
不太可能超过120。
It is very hard for it to go past 120.
你再怎么保养，再怎么运动，再怎么样吃什么很补的。这个人生啊什么的保养品啊也不可能超过120。
Regardless of what you do to maintain your health, what kind of things that you eat, it cannot go past 120.
所以大概120是人寿命的极限。
120 is about the maximum span of a human life.
但是就算你活到120几啊也是会死。
But even if you live past 120, you will still die.
但是问题是说这里死后则有审判。
And the phrase here says, after you die, there you shall face judgment.
这是第一个原因，为什么我们要预备见神。
And therefore, this is the first reason why we had to prepare to meet God.
这是预备面对审判。
We had to prepare ourselves to face judgment.
既然是人是从神造出来的。
So if we come from God, we are created by God.
那我们人生所做的每一件事情就是要向神负责。
Then everything that we do in our life, we have to be responsible to God.
神会以他的标准来审判我们在地球上每一个曾经活过的人。
God will judge us with his standard on all the people that ever lived on this face of the earth.
我们看启示录的第二十章啊。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
12节。
20 verse 12.
启示录就是预言以后要发生的事。
Revelation is the book that will foretell what will happen in the future.
还有灵界要发生的事。
All the things that will happen in the spiritual realm.
20章的12节。
Chapter 20 verse 12.
所以说我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人是都凭着这次案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
12, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and a book was opened. Another book was opened, which the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the book.
这里说约翰呢在灵里面看见一个末世要发生的事情。
Here John, he saw a vision that's about to happen in the end times.
就是神要审判这个世界的人啊。
Which is that God will judge all the people of the earth.
无论大小都在排队。
All the great or small, they lined up.
为什么大小呢？
What does it mean by great or small?
有一些人是很老的时候死的。
Some people die when they are in their old age.
有一些是很小的时候死的。
Some die in their infancy.
有些是大人物死，有些是小人物死。
Some are great characters, some are small characters.
可是在神面前那个都不重要了。
But before God, this is not essential.
那个就是在世界的时候你演戏的时候那个角色。
They are all the roles that you play while you're on this earth.
但是现在呢？ 那个时候在审判台前，神要审判人了。
But now, before the judgment throne, you are being judged.
一个一个在排队。
All of them had to stand before the throne.
因为神会看看你一生当中做了什么事。
And God will see all the things that you have done while you are alive.
这也说照着神的案卷里面所记载的，帮你审判。
And according to the things that is recorded in the book of God's book, you shall be judged.
有一些人他们曾经经历过靠近死亡。
Some people they are. They experience near-death experiences. They face traffic accidents.
一瞬间啊, 很危险。
And at that moment, it was very dangerous.
但是有一个共同的一个经历。
But they all have this experience.
就是啊, 人在快要死之前, 或者是很危险的时候, 他的人生啊, 所有的以前做过的事, 发生过的事, 都好像一个电影这样, 哇, 很快的在你身上演出来。
And they all have this experience where for a flash, all the things that they've done in their life, it plays before them like a movie.
其实我们自己都记得,
and actually, we all remember.
神更记得,
even more so, God remembers.
所以第一个意思, 当预备迎接你的神,
so the first reason why we have to prepare ourselves to meet God,
这真的是有审判的,
which is that truly there is a judgment.
真的有灵魂的,
truly you have a soul.
真的有神的,
truly there is a God.
所以我们赶快预备,
so we must prepare ourselves quickly.
地上人间的社会都相信有一个法官，有审判，有这个法庭了。
Because in our earthly world, we all believe there is a court, there is a judge.
人间都有公义了。And
there are a righteousness in the earth.
更何况是万灵的父，全能的真神。But
how about this Father that created all things?
他看到我们。He
sees us.
我们从他而来的。We
come from him.
所以当然是更有审判这回事。
And for sure, there is the matter of judgment.
有人说, 哎呀, 这个审判你们吓我们而已。
Some people say, oh, you're talking about judgment. This is you're trying to scare us.
他们不相信。
They don't believe.
但是灵界的东西有时候不道理不相信。
But the things that in your spiritual realm, you have to believe.
你没有看见的时候不相信。
When you don't see it, you don't believe.
但是如果神让你看见,
but when God allows you to experience it,
这个灵界的问题,
all the things that happen in the spiritual realm,
灵界的现实,
the reality in the spiritual realm,
你不得不相信,
then you for sure will have to believe that there is a soul.
你要问自己到底你有没有灵魂?
You have to ask yourself, do I have a soul?
如果你不相信有神,
if you don't believe in God, then you will say, I don't have a soul.
如果没有灵魂, 就跟动物一样,
and if you don't have a soul, you are just like animals.
如果你相信人有灵魂,
if you do believe that men have a soul,
那你一定要相信有神,
then you for sure have to believe that there is a God.
因为灵魂是从神来的,
because your soul comes from God.
肉体要归尘土,
and your physical body will go back to earth.
灵要面对神,
but your spirit, your soul had to face God.
有一个姐妹,
there was a sister.
她得了癌症,
she contracted cancer.
就是癌症的末期了,
and it was the end of her cancer.
医生也告诉她说大概也是准备后事。
So the doctor tells her that you had to prepare after you die.
Oh, no, 她因为有信仰,
but she had faith.
她不害怕,
she was not afraid.
因为她知道主耶稣要接她,
she knew that Lord Jesus would take her away.
有一天晚上啊, 她在医院,
and one night she was in the hospital.
哎, 那个时候很晚, 很安静,
it was deep into the night and it was very quiet.
但是她就看到几个黑影, 就走到她的房间,
she saw a few dark shadows coming to her before her bed.
那个一点都不像医生, 更不是护士。
They don't look like the nurses or the doctors.
这个黑影啊, 他直觉, 灵里面感觉, 知道说, 这个是魔鬼。
And those dark shadows in her spirit, she knew that they are Satan.
这个魔鬼要是来吓他,
those Satans want to scare her.
因为我们听了很多见证,
and many of us heard such a testimony.
为什么很多人没有死之前很害怕?
How come the people before they die, they are so afraid?
快死的时候都很害怕, 那种挣扎的, 狰狞的那个样子啊。
And they all struggle so much in the expression.
因为啊，他们没有相信神。
Because they don't believe in God.
魔鬼来抓灵魂。
And then the Satan's how they try to capture the spirit.
但是这个姐妹很有信心。
But this sister had a lot of faith.
她知道她信了耶稣。
She knew that she had already believed in Christ.
她的灵魂在主的手中，没人可以抓得到。
And her soul's in the hand of God. Nobody can take her away.
Hallelujah! 奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
So she said, "Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus, cast out the demons."
黑影就走了。
And the dark shadows is gone.
隔天，她告诉她的先生。
And the second day, she told the husband.
先生要请传道、副教会负责人来帮助祷告。
And her husband asked the preachers and the church council members to help and pray.
她祷告的当中。
And in her prayers,
她看到一个荣耀的光。
She saw a glorious light.
一个穿着白衣的，一看就是主耶稣。
And there was someone who was wearing white robe, and she knew it was Christ.
一个天使。
And there were a few angels.
在他们祷告的时候进到房间。
And while they were praying, they entered into the room.
看到这个异象。
She saw such a vision.
就让她很安慰。
She was very comforted.
虽然身体会过去。
So our body will pass away.
但是我们的灵魂真的是存在的。
But our soul does exist.
我们教会很多这种见证。
How many testimonies in our church?
因为有神同在的人会看见灵界的事。
And for if God abides with that person, they see the spiritual things.
如果你真的有灵魂的话,
if you truly have a soul,
如果你相信这一点,
if you believe in this point,
你就要好好准备要面对审判,
then you have to prepare yourself very well to face judgment.
因为如果你不准备的话,
if you do not prepare,
我们要看第十四节了。
Let's read verse 14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
15节，如果有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔到火湖里。
15. Anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
一个人如果没有得救，
if a person is not saved,
他没有准备好就面对审判了。
If he was not prepared well enough and he faced judgment,
当然就被定罪了。
Then they are condemned.
所以我们要准备怎么预备神，看见神，预备迎接神。
So how we ought to prepare ourselves to face God?
趁今天还有机会。
We have to take hold of the opportunity today.
赶快信耶稣。
We have to come and believe in Lord Jesus.
赶快接受宝血，主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
We have to quickly go through accept the baptism of the blood.
因为现在还有机会。
Because right now you still do have a chance.
如果你现在不把握这个机会，
if you don't grasp hold of this chance,
等到你以后想要了，想要，哎呀，面对审判的时候，我要信，我要信。
And that in the future, when you do face judgment and you say that I want to believe,
这个是来不及了。
Then it will be too late.
上个礼拜不是下很多雪吗？
Last week there were a lot of snowfalls.
我看到一个弟兄啊。
I saw a brother.
他住在 Barry 那边。
He lived in the region of Barrie.
你觉得这边多伦多很多雪吗？你跑到 Barrie 那个雪会两倍。
If you feel there's a lot of snow here in the region of Barrie, there's twice the amount of snow.
那个雪啊，比人还高。
And the snow is so much that it's as tall as a.
那他铲雪铲到手快断了。
He shoveled so much that his hand is so tired.
这样不行啊，要去买一台铲雪机。
So he felt that this is too much work. I had to buy a machine.
这个去到要买铲雪机的地方。你觉得有没有？
So he went to the place where they sell those snow plowing machines.
轮子都买不到。
He can't even buy the wheels.
买铲雪机，你想到买的时候，大家都已经买了。
When you thought of buying those plowing machines, other people have already thought of it.
我想说，哎呀，买几包盐撒一撒了。结果去超市去了三次都买不到盐。
Even myself, I thought of buying some salt to put on the road, but I went to the supermarket three times.
平常不准备。
If you don't prepare in normal times,
不可能下那么大雪了，不可能有这种事情了。
You say to yourself, it will never snow that much, nothing will happen.
到时再说了。
Let's wait until that time, then we see.
你肯定，当时会很悲惨。
And for sure, by the time it befalls you, you'll be miserable.
你可能觉得说，我现在那么忙，哪有时间信耶稣？
If you say to yourself, oh, I'm so busy now, I don't have time to believe in Jesus.
主耶稣怎么会来?
How can Lord Jesus Christ come now?
这个世界怎么会有审判?
How can there be any judgment?
哎呀，这个你们吓人的了。
You are trying to scare me.
不相信的话。
If you don't believe.
可以。
Fine.
但是你自己要负责。
But you yourself had to be responsible.
万一真的有主耶稣要来。
If one day it happens that Lord Jesus comes.
万一真的有世界末日。
If happens that there is the end of the world.
你就是像那个没有准备好的人。
Then you are that person who are not prepared.
这个主耶稣在世上的时候告诉我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, while he was on this world, he told us.
他来的日子啊，很近。
That the day that he comes again is very near.
我们看马太福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
33节。
24:33.
马太福音24章的33节。
Matthew 24:33。
这样你们看这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
33, even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
哇，这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
所以说2000年前讲这个比喻。
Lord Jesus has spoke of this parable 2000 years ago.
人子就是主耶稣。
That the Son of Man is him.
2000年前第一次来传福音救灵魂。
So 2000 years ago, and when he first preached, he said this.
但是以后他再来就不是救灵魂了。
When he came at that time, he was trying to save souls,but the second coming,
就是要审判啊。
He is about to judge.
那什么时候来呢？
When will he come?
其实他已经很近了，在门口了，只是没有差一步，没有踏进来而已。
But it says he's so close, he's right at the doorstep, just one more step, and it's there.
他是给我们机会。
He's giving us opportunities.
要么悔改。
So that we can repent.
就是挪亚时代。
Just like how it is in the Noah's time.
从神告诉挪亚要造方舟。
Starting from the time where God told Noah to build the ark,
到这个洪水真的有来灭世的时候
until the ark finally came and destroyed the world,
差不多100年了。
It's about 100 years.
Noah 每天造方舟。
Noah builds the ark every day.
每天传警告。
Every day he preached the warnings.
但是大家都不相信。
But nobody believed.
觉得这个人神经有问题。
They thought that he is crazy.
不可能有这种事情发生。
It's impossible such a thing would happen.
结果到洪水来的时候。
But as a result, when the flood did came.
38节啊
,verse 39,
不知不觉洪水就来了，把他们全都冲去了。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
人子降临也要这样。
And the Son of Man comes, it shall be the same.
我们知道这个世界越来越不太平。
We know that the world is getting unrestful.
光是看我们这个地球的气候就知道。
Just look at our atmospheres and the weather, we'll know.
我们现在这个地球真的是生病了。
Our earth is truly sick.
还病得很严重。
And it's very much sick.
我们这边北美洲啊，过去几个礼拜有-50°C.
And in North America, we experience weather is under -50°C.
在澳洲呢，-50°C, 热死了。
And Australia, +50°C, it's so hot.
哇，怎么会有这样子啊？
Why is it so hot?
这地球已经变化了，气候已经变化了。
Because the atmosphere, the weather, the climate is changing.
但是人的心呢，更是变化的厉害。
And even more so, the heart of human beings is changing.
你每天打开报纸，很多很罪恶的事情发生。
Every day you open the newspaper, you saw all these sinful things.
很多很变态的事情在记载。
All the things that are so distorted.
已经没有正义，没有对跟错了。
There's no such a thing as right and wrong.
只有人喜不喜欢去做而已。
Only whether or not people likes to do it or not.
男人跟男人可以结婚了，还可以政府合法注册的。
Men and men can get married and they can get registered with the government.
女人跟女人也是可以合法结婚的，很多国家越来越国家这样。
And women and women is the same. More and more countries allow this.
在美国已经开始合法卖大麻了，有一个州你想吸大麻不用偷偷摸摸的，直接去里面店里买。
And in one of the states in U.S., they legalize marijuana.
以后加拿大很可能也会跟着这样做。
Canada might be the same in the future.
他们叫 recreational pot, 这是娱乐用的毒品啊，娱乐用的大麻。开一个店你可以去买。
So they say this is a recreational pot. You can just buy from a retail store.
这个就是我们活在的世界。
That's the world that we live in.
没有道德观念。
There's no moral standards.
为什么？
How come?
因为离开了神。
Because they departed from God.
神就要审判这个世界。
So God will eventually judge this world.
唯一我们可以准备好的。
And all that we can do, that we can prepare.
赶快来接受福音。
We have to accept the good news, the gospel.
赶快相信主耶稣基督。
We have to quickly believe in Lord Jesus.
接受宝血的洗礼。
We have to accept the baptism of the blood.
约翰福音11章。
John chapter 11.
25节。
John 11:25.
约翰福音11章25节。
John chapter 11:25.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。”
25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
26, 凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
26, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
虽然人会面对死亡。
So although people will face death.
坟墓是人的肉体的这个归宿。
The graveyard is the eventual destination of all people.
但是神是我们灵魂的归宿。
But God is the final destination of our souls.
赶快把握机会信主。
We have to grasp hold of this chance and believe in the Lord.
第二个意义。
And the second reason, second purpose.
要预备见神。
that we had to prepare to meet God.
这是你要预备向神来交账。
That we had to prepare to take account to God.
啊，就好像老板把一本账簿、一盆生意交给你，
like,
一笔钱交给你。
Just like how the boss gives you a set of money for you to do business.
老板回来了，你要把这个账交清楚啊，看看有赚有赔还是怎么样。
And when the boss comes back, you have to settle your accounts to see whether you made a gain or loss.
我们看这个希伯来书。
Let's look at the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书的十三章。
Hebrew chapter 13.
十七节。
Hebrew chapter 13, verse 17.
希伯来书十三章的十七节。
Hebrew 13:17.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，只要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来要交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致愁忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that will be of no advantage to you.
这里圣经这样勉励教会的信徒。
Here the Bible encouraged the believers of the church.
每一个人都要交账。
That everyone had to give an account.
无论你是大人小孩，你都要交账。
Regardless of your great or small, you had to give account.
如果你是教会的工人。
If you are a worker of the church,
谁是你的账呢?
What is your account?
你牧养的信徒，你的教会就是你的账。
Then the church that you pastor, the members, they are your accounts.
如果是传道，只是负责人，这个教会就是我们的账。
If you're the pastors, the deacons, and the church council members, then the church is your account.
神把教会交给我们。
God has given the church onto your hand.
那做完之后要交账啊，到底这个教会在我们手中。服侍了有没有进步
？Then after you did your work, you have to take accounts whether or not this church has improved under your hand.
如果有进步的话
，if it did improve,
人越来越多
，if there are more and more people believing,
很多人信主
that more and more people believe,
很多人受洗
，more and more people baptized.
一间教会变两间教会
，that a church becomes two churches.
两间变四间
，two becomes four.
哇，那以后交给主耶稣的时候，肯定主耶稣会奖赏赐我们。
Then when you take account, when you settle your account with the Lord in the future, the Lord shall bless you.
这也说要时刻警醒，就很小心了。
And here it says we also always have to keep watch to be careful.
因为要很认真的去做。
We have to do things very carefully.
以后才有账可以交啊。
That in the future we have accounts to settle.
社会上那些大公司啊，那些 CEO 啊。
And we see all the big companies, all the CEOs.
虽然他们领很多钱，但是他们压力也很大了。
Although they do get a lot of bonuses and pays compensations, they have great stress.
为什么?
How come?
那些股票的价格不都在变动啊?
Because all the stock prices fluctuate.
他公司表现得好,股价升,哇,他的位置就很稳啊。
If the company is doing well, the stock price goes up, then his job is secured.
如果公司表现得不好,
If the company is not doing well,
股价一直掉下去,
the stock price keeps plummeting,
肯定他准备要找工作了。
Then he has to look for another job.
做世界的工都是这样。
That when we do the work of this world, it's like this.
那做神的工啊，也要这种心态。
When we do the work of for God, we have to have the same mentality.
不能随随便便一天过一天，一年过一年。
We cannot just do things so casually, year by year.
随时准备要交账给主耶稣。
We have to always be prepared to settle our accounts with the Lord.
到底这个账有没有越来越好呢？
Did our account improve over time?
教会有没有越来越进步呢?
Did the church improve over time?
那我们做一个信徒的也是要警醒。
How about us as believers? We also have to take watch.
我们不要以为说啊，传道今天讲我们都轻松了，是你在交账而已啊，我没事啊。
We cannot just say that the preacher said it this way. Just those people are settling accounts. I'm okay.
不是的。
It's not so.
圣经说啊，你看那些传道长职负责人，以后如果交账的时候很愁苦啊，对你自己也不好。
The Bible says if in the future when those preachers, deacons, and church council members take accounts, they become very worrisome, it has no advantage to you. Because they cannot set an account, it meant that we are not doing well.
信徒那么软弱，传道长职负责人交不出账，那我们自己肯定也是交不掉账给主耶稣。
If the members are so weak and all those leaders, they cannot set an account, that means we are not doing well.
因为每一个人都要向主耶稣交账。
Because all of us, every one of us, we had to settle our accounts with the Lord.
譬如说，主耶稣会问我们。
For example, the Lord will ask us,
我在你活着的时候给你那么多赚钱的机会。
While you're alive, I have given you so much opportunities to make
income. 你在一辈子当中也赚了不少钱。
And indeed, you made a lot of money in your life.
你有没有好好运用你的钱？
Have you truly utilized your money?
除了用在自己身上。
Not just use the money on yourself.
有没有用在别人身上？
Do you use it on other people?
有没有用在神身上？
Do you use it onto God?
这也是个教账啊。
This is also settling accounts.
我们不是只是想说，我钱存够钱，退休，我有一个很好的生活，这个就够了。
We should not just say that to save a lot, and after I retire, I live a good life.
神给你的钱是有责任的。
When God gives you the money you make, you have a responsibility.
比如说，神给我们头脑。
For example, God gives us a good head.
年轻人书读那么多。
All the young people they study and learn so much.
书读那么好，头脑那么好。
They get grades and they are smart.
数一数以后也问我的交账啊。
And in the future, the Lord will settle accounts with you.
我给你受那么多教育。
I gave you so much education.
难道你只是为了自己赚一份好工作，好好过生活吗？
Do you just use it to find a good job and live yourself a good life?
我给你那么好的头脑，那么多的智慧，不是要你多服侍我吗？
I give you such a good head, isn't it for you to serve me better?
这个也是个交账。
This is also settling an account.
比如说，主耶稣给我们几个孩子。
And also, if the Lord gives us a few children.
将来也是要交账的。
In the future, we have to settle accounts for our children.
圣经说，儿女是神给我们的产业。
Because the Bible says, children are inheritance from God.
我们多伦多孩子是全加拿大 number one 的啊。
For example,
多伦多是最多孩子的地方。
Toronto is the church in Canada that has the most kids.
有时候看到这个 baby room 啊，一排那个推婴儿车啊，好像那个 parking lot.
So sometimes I see in the baby room there's some.Many set of strollers, it's like a parking lot.
大家还是很努力的，一直生。
And we are still striving hard to give birth to more children.
感谢神啊，这是神给多伦多教会的恩典啊。
And thank God, this is inheritance from the Lord.
也是神给我们每个家庭的恩典。
It is a grace that's given to all the families.
但是不要忘记，你神给你几个孩子，你就要交几盆账。
But don't forget, however many children God gives you, that's how many accounts you have to settle with God.
你从小有没有培养儿女的信仰呢？
Do you raise them up with faith?
他长大了之后是不是一个敬畏神的人？
Do they become a God-fearing person when they grow up?
是不是个爱主的人？
Are they someone that loves God?
你要教的。
Something that you have to settle.
所以一想到这个事情，我们就要很谨慎了。
So when we think about these things, we have to be very careful.
过去了就过去了。
Forever has passed, it has passed.
但是现在还有机会的。
But now we still do have opportunity.
我们要赶紧把这盘弄清楚，把这盘账弄清楚。
We have to settle our accounts ourselves.
到底主耶稣给我这些恩典是要我做什么？
So God has given to me all these, what should I do with all them?
要好好的向主耶稣来交这盘账。
We have to settle the accounts with Lord Jesus.
就像主耶稣在马太福音做一个比喻。
Just like how Lord Jesus Christ said a parable in Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
The book of Matthew,
24章啊。
The book of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
The book of Matthew, chapter
24. 十四节。
Verse 14.
这里说天国好像一个人要到外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
So, the heaven is like how,
十四节。
Master has given to some accounts to the servants.
十五节说按着个人的才干就给他们银子。
And he has given to them according to their talents.
这总共有三个人。
And there are three people here.
一个给了五千。
Some has given 5,000.
一个给了两千。
Some 2,000.
一个给了一千。
And some 1,000.
二十五章啊，对不起，二十五章十四节。
Sorry, 25 verse 14.
二十五章十四节。
25 verse 14.
那这三个人有三个不同的表现。
And these three people, they did differently according to their performances.
第一个领五千的。
The first one who took 5,000.
他很认真。
He was very diligent.
用这笔钱去做生意。
He took the money and did business.
又赚了五千。
He made another 5,000.
第二个领了两千的。
Another person made 2,000. Who took 2,000.
他也拿两千去做生意。
He also took the 2,000 and did business.
又赚了两千。
He also made 2,000.
所以神就是这个家族啊，对这两个人有什么评语呢？
So the master the head of the master, what command did he give to those two?
21节
Verse 21.
主人说啊，你这个又良善又忠心，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and show your master's happiness.
他没有说你很聪明。
The master did not say, You are smart.
神不是看重很聪明的人。
God does not value if you're smart or not.
神看重忠心的人。
God values whether or not you are faithful.
因为他做的时候他也不确定能不能赚钱的。
Because when they did their business, they did not know whether or not they can make money.
但是他不能等说啊，一定确定赚钱的时候才去做。
But they cannot wait until they can for sure make money.
一定要，但是至少他要忠心做好自己的本分。
But that person has to be faithful and did their duty.
要投资。
They had to invest.
要替主人赚更多钱。
They had to make more money for the master.
这个就是忠心。
And that is being faithful.
当然，我们在这里不是只是讲那个钱财的价值。
Of course, you are not talking about making more money and gaining more value.
但是如果我们把这个价值叫做是属灵的价值。
But if we translate that value into spiritual value,
你的人生啊，有没有在神的眼中一直在增值？增值。
That in your life, did you gain value for yourself spiritually before God?
你在神面前有没有做一个更有价值的人
？Before God, did you become more valuable?
在教会里面，你是不是个有价值的？替教会有贡献的信徒。
In the church, are you a valuable member to the church? Did you give value to the church?
不一定做什么大事。
You don't have to. It's not necessary that you have to do anything great.
你只要把你能够做的做出来就增值了。
But you just need to do what you can do, then you have gained your value.
你看到教会有个垃圾，你计划就要捡起来，你就有你的价值了。
If you saw a garbage or something on the church, you can pick it up, then that's your value.
你关心旁边那个人。
If you take care of the person who's beside you,
你替教会祷告。
If you pray for the church,
就是这个你的价值。
Then that is your value.
所以我们每个人都问自己。
So every one of us, we have to ask ourselves. 神把
我这一盆账给我。
God has given to us some accounts.
我自己个人有没有在神面前有增值？
Do I personally have gained value before God?
在神面前是个有用的人。
That before God, I am someone that's useful.
我的家庭在神面前是不是有增值？
Did I gain value before God as a family, in my family?
所以神不是很看重你聪不聪明。
So God does not value whether you're smart.
因为神如果祝福你的话，你做的事情就会成功。
But because if God bless you, then whatever you do, you can be successful.
所以神需要良善的人。
So God needs you to be good.
神需要忠心的人。
God needs you to be faithful.
你良善，你忠心，神祝福你，一定有成功的。
If you're good, you're faithful, then God will bless you. For sure, you gain something.
但是有一个人他自己觉得很聪明。
But there's one person, he thought that he was smart.
这个是谁呢？
And who's that person?
我们来看24节。
Verse 24.
他就叫那个领一千的过来啊。
And there was a person who received 1,000.
那这个领一千的呢，他就这样讲。
So this person who received 1,000, he said,
这个领一千那个最会讲话的。
He knows how to speak.
你看那个领五千的，领两千的都没有讲什么话，就乖乖的去做。
So 5,000 and those 2,000 times, they did not say anything.
领一千那个人最不做事，但是最会讲话。
This 1,000 person, he did not do much, but he speak the most.
他讲什么？
What did he say?
他说：“哎呀，主人啊，我知道你，我很了解你。”
He said, "Oh, master, I know you so well."
你很忍心，就是你很残忍。
You are a hard man. You're a cruel person.
好，你没有种的地方要收啊。
Where you did not harvest, you want to sow.
你没有杀的地方要聚敛。
And you are gathering where you have not scattered.
所以我很害怕，如果做生意这个钱不见了怎么办
？So I'm very afraid if I lost my money, what will happen?
所以我就把它藏好了这个钱了。
So I hid all the money.
现在还给你啊，一毛钱都没少。
So now I return it to you. It's all here.
表面上看来，这个领一千的真的很聪明。
So on the surface, this person is smart.
因为呢，他不用冒任何的风险。
Because he took no risk at all.
也不用付出任何的努力。
He did not put in any effort at all.
他觉得我不赚，起码也不赔。
He thought that if I don't make any money, at least I do not lose any.
你们那么辛苦，我什么都不用做，还是大家都差不多。
You are working so hard. I don't work as hard. It's okay. It's all the same.
为什么要那么辛苦
？Why do I have to be so hardworking?
反正钱不是我的。
All these money are not mine.
赚到的也不是归我的。
Even if I make more money, it's not mine anyways.
这种是什么心态？
What kind of attitude is this?
这种心态就是没有交账的心态。
And this attitude is where one that you do not settle accounts.
一天过一天，一年过一年。
Day by day and year over year.
他觉得我这是工作而已嘛，干嘛那么辛苦
？He thought that it's just a work. Why do I bother?
能够不做，尽量不做。
If I cannot do, then I won't do.
多做多错，小做小错，不做不错。
And if I do more, I make more mistake. If I do less, I make less mistake. If I don't do anything, no mistake at all.
他以为自己很聪明。
He thought he was smart.
在神面前聪明，以为自己聪明的人其实是最笨的。
But those people who thought they're smart before God, they are actually the most foolish ones.
所以主人的怎么跟他讲呢
？So what does the master say?
26节。
26。
主人回答说：“你这个又饿又懒的仆人。”
The master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant."
哎，这些仆人都是神的仆人哦。
They are all the servants of God.
这三种人都是信的神的人啊。
And all three of them, they are believers of God.
但是有一种呢，就是又饿又懒。
But there's one type that's wicked and lazy.
他自己不做事，还批评主人。
He did not do anything, and he became critical of the master too.
又懒惰。
And he's lazy.
不去把神给他的这个恩赐啊、恩典啊、财产啊、健康啊，好好去利用。
He did not utilize all the grace, the wealth, the health, the resources that God has provided to him.
不但没有增值
，Not only that he did not gain any value。
我们知道钱呢、啊、是会贬值的。
We know that with money it comes inflation, it loses value over time。
现在的一千块会比以后的一千块那个价值不一样啊。
The $1,000 today and $1,000 in the future is different。
钱一直贬值。
Money is always deflating。
神给我们的恩典也是一样。
All the grace that God has given to us is the same。
你不好好利用的话，会贬值的，会神会收回去的。
If you do not utilize it well, it will be taken away, it will be less.
所以主人就跟他讲。
So the master said,
好了，二十七节，你就把我的银子放在银行里面都好吗？我们可以连本带利的取回啊。
The master said, you could have just put the money in the banks so that I can at least and get the interest.
啊，结果你没有这样做。
You don't even do that.
好了，现在把他所有的拿回来。
Now take away all the thousands I have given to you.
给那个有的。
I will give it to the person who have returned.
这个仆人呢，就丢在外面了。
And he will dump this servant outside.
让他受苦了。
Make him suffer.
就是被弃绝了。
And he's forsaken.
哎，这个是一个很严重的警告。
And this is a very serious warning.
没有错，今天我们可能已经信了主了。
So of course today we all believe in the Lord.
我们早都悔改了。
We all have repented.
也接受洗礼了。
We all have received baptism.
我们是那仆人里面的一个。
We are one of the servants.
但是不要以为说啊，我们就准备好了。
But don't feel that we are already prepared.
没有错，我们的罪已经洗去了。
Yes, of course, our sins are washed away.
但是最后我们还是要交账给我们的神。
But in the future, at the end, we had to settle our accounts with God.
神会问你。
God will ask you.
你怎么样用你的一生？
God will ask you, how have you utilized your whole life?
对家里有没有什么贡献?
Did you put in any value towards your family?
对社会有什么贡献?
Any value to the society?
对教会有什么贡献?
Any value to the church?
有没有人带人来信主?
And did you brought any people to believe in God?
有没有为主真的是好好的付出过?
Did you truly give out offered to the Lord?
如果有了，我们就预备好了。
If you have, then you are prepared.
随时可以见主耶稣。
Then you can always prepare to see God.
如果还没有准备好
，If you have not been prepared,
2014年可能是最后的机会。
Maybe 2014 will be your last chance.
因为你永远不知道还有多少时候。
Because you never know how much time you have left.
所以我们要多多预备好自己。
So we have to always prepare ourselves.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
87首。
Sing hymn 87.